Joe White has been acting chief since late January. When former Chief Alan Bengard retired, White was officially hired to fill the position this month. In his presentation to the chamber, White says his goal is to increase connections between the police department and the community. He's asked officers for suggestions, and they've come up with some good ideas. One is coffee with a cop. The first of those is set for 7:30 a.m. May 26 at Alaskan and Proud's Cafe.
We're not going to give speeches. We're not there to push our agenda. We just want to hear your issues, your concerns, your neighborhoods, anything like that. So there'll probably be, again, I'm assuming maybe four or five of us there to talk with the public.
The city's police department also is planning a chili cook-off in early June. That will be a competition between various first responders, including firefighters and state troopers. Ticket proceeds will go toward a charity of the winner's choice. White says the Ketchikan Police Department also plans to reinstate its bicycle patrol team this summer, so officers soon will be seen biking around town. White says the police department is currently understaffed. Some positions are vacant and other officers are out on leave or for training. He says that makes patrol work challenging. They aim for four officers per shift and recently have had to make do with two. The department is recruiting, and White encourages local residents, especially youth, to consider law enforcement as a career option.
Historically, we see as a department, if we can get a local person in the job, we'll keep them for 5, 6, 10, 12 years, versus if we pull somebody from California, Texas, we might get them for 2 years, 3 years tops. I mean, that turnover rate is a whole lot higher than if we can get our hooks into local kids and get them in here.
White added that they currently have just one female officer, and he'd love to hire some more women. Drug investigations are increasing, White says. For example, the department has seized 160 grams of heroin so far this year.
Last year we had 28. It's a huge increase from last year. Again, it's a small community. It doesn't take a lot of this kind of stuff to impact it in a large way.
White says tips from the community are helpful, especially when combating drugs. He says if someone notices a house with a lot of different visitors who stay for just a few minutes, that could be a sign something illegal is happening there. People can call in anonymous tips, which gives police a starting point for an investigation. Responding to a question from the audience, White says about 10% of calls received at the police station are related to homeless and or inebriated people. He says that's a large percentage, and quite a bit of police time is spent taking care of inebriated people who don't have anywhere to go. White says a warming center that the Salvation Army operated during this past winter was a huge help.
I can't give you numbers. I wish I could. But I can tell you, our guys spent much less time dealing with some of these people because we were able to take them right to the Salvation Army. They kept them overnight. They kept them safe. They kept them warm. So the police department spent a lot less time on them. The ambulance service spent a ton less time on them transporting. And the ER didn't have to spend their time on them, and we didn't have to pay any protective custody screening bills.
The warming center closed in March, but there are plans to reopen it this fall. White also was asked whether there had been any marked increase in public use of marijuana since a retail store opened last month, or any other problems related to the new industry. White said, not much so far, but it's still early in the summer tourist season, so we'll see. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.